So first of all, welcome to Ignite. I hope you guys are all having a good time. I know it's the first day. This is when you explore how big Ignite is. There were supposedly 400 people registered for this session, so you guys represent 400 people. No, but I think a lot of people also realize, oh man, from there to there to there to there. So just a quick question, how many people are here? Any partners in the crowd? Great. Any IT leads for your teams, for your companies that you work for? Great. So what I'm going to talk about is today is migrate your data to Microsoft Office 365 and why. Why do it? I lead the actual data migrations for FastTrack, the program that Microsoft has for helping customers move their data to the cloud. So you're probably wondering why Thomas Wicker is up here with a question saying, why move your data? And there's kind of an aspect of this, and this is something that we've now seen over the last 2 years, and I know probably partners that are out here know about this too, is helping customers move to the cloud. There's a lot of focus that can be taken. When your leadership person or your team or company decides, hey, we're going Office 365, let's go, we always try to think of initially the things that you're going to have to go tackle. And when you are, let's say, moving into a new house, let's use that example, you think about the big challenges that you're going to get hit with. And data migrations, for most of us, we've done it before, we understand it, it's also the thing we're going to go focus on. So when your company says, hey, we're going to move to Office 365, you go, I'm going to go focus on that challenge. And so we start focusing, our natural reaction is to go focus on that, and then we also need to think about what we could be doing immediately, and then we also need to think about what we could also do when we migrate our data, when we should. So I'm going to focus on this natural reaction part I was talking about. Like I said, our tendency is to go focus on the challenge. That's what we do. IT people, we go focus on the hard part. We don't focus on the easy button. We focus on the hard button, right? And so we start focusing on what we can do. We focus on that big challenge, and we focus on the technical aspects. And really, the data migration, so that's a technical piece. So we focus our time in on that. And as a company, you know, as a company says, hey, let's move to the cloud, they're looking at the IT team, you all, to help them figure out how to do this. And so you spend your time looking on these aspects, and we see the hurdles. You know, we've probably done a migration at some point on-premise from one version of Office, of Exchange to another version of Exchange, or tried SharePoint moves, maybe got some of it done, maybe didn't get some of it done, or we did a conversion from Lotus Notes to Exchange on-premise. And so we've done that work before, so we gravitate to that work. And so we're looking at that thing, and we see that as the big challenge, and this is what we got to do. But what happens when we do that is we actually miss the opportunities of what we could be doing along the way. And the data movement becomes the path to Office 365. And so you're focusing all your efforts on that piece. And so we build a disconnect then by doing that with what the expectations were to what we're actually doing, to the action needed. And what I mean by that as an example is the leader of the company, the president of the company, or the finance person that signed this deal, they read and they were like, hey, look all this stuff we can do on Office 365. And so they are having this expectation, and people in the company, and a lot of companies will send out an alert to their whole, or notice to the company, hey, we've gone with Office 365, let's go, right? We're gonna be moving. And then we focus on the mail migrations or the data migrations, and it becomes the long path. And so people in the company start saying, wait, I thought we were moving to the cloud. I thought we were making a transition to the cloud. So you start losing the excitement or the want to learn what's going on in the cloud. And then we funnel adopting Office 365 through that hardest step. And so we're not really actually adopting Office 365 as a company. We're actually focusing on the hardest step, which is something we already know. We know mail, we know data migration. So the goal is to actually get started faster. And there's an aspect of a lot of things that could be done immediately in Office 365 while you're doing your data migrations. So I want to focus a little bit on that. You want to get it done. There's things that we have in Office 365 that can be used immediately once you purchase, the licenses are purchased. you can connect to Pro Plus with Click to Run. You can leverage the Word, Excel, and PowerPoint on multiple devices, and it's also the whole mobile aspect. Really what you're trying to look here is how can you help enable your end users to use the Office 365 features immediately? When the purchase has happened, again, like I was saying, that message has gone out to the company. We're going to go to Office 365. Now let's get the users actually using parts of Office 365. And so by doing something like this or using the Office Online version, they start gaining those features of collaboration, multi-collaboration with other people in and outside the company. And the rich co-authoring, has anybody played with that yet? The rich co-authoring, it's actually a really, really cool experience. Where you're working in the docs, one of my team members here, he and I have done some rich co-authoring when we're working on stuff. He sits in LA, I sit in Seattle, and we're working on the doc at the same time, building it together. And that's something you can do the immediate second you have that license. You can go start using that. And so we're starting to gain features and gain user experience. The users are starting to experience what's the benefit of going to the cloud. Also in collaboration, you can activate your OneDrives. You can do that immediately. You can migrate data later into the OneDrive, but you can use the OneDrive immediately. And so you start getting the benefits of that. And then also with Delve, once you start using data in the cloud, you can start playing around with Delve. Has anybody had the opportunity to play with Delve? It's actually a really, really, really cool feature. It can actually help you in your personal life gain work-life balance. Have we thought about that? Most of us in IT don't really seem to find that very often. But there's a really cool aspect of also you can see what your peers are working, what your team's working on. So as a lead, you can say, hey, where are we at on this project? Is that documentation coming together? You can also see analytics on how that work is occurring. So there's features that we can look at in Office 365 that are truly beneficial to the end users and starts getting a footprint in the cloud. Because when we look at the mail migration or data migration, if we just take, like, say, Exchange, for example, if you're on Exchange on-premise, moving that email to the cloud, it's not really a big change for the end user. They don't see what was the big deal? Why did the CEO send out an announcement? We're moving off to 365. My Outlook, I'm using Outlook now, I'm using Outlook here. The email comes in and out. What you want to do is get the end users to start experiencing the benefits. And so these are things I'm just trying to give some examples of what you could be doing in the environment to start moving forward using Office 365 while you're working on your data migration project. So that's what I was just going to come to on the third part of this. When should you migrate data? When you migrate data, get buy-in and work in parallel. And what I mean by that is often the aspect for leadership is they don't get the full scope of what it means to migrate data. And so that's part of their also expectation is I signed this agreement, we should just be in the cloud. All of us that have managed the IT currently infrastructure internally or are partners that help customers move to the cloud know it's not that simple. So you really have to work in your roles is to go work with your rest of your leadership team in the company or your end users too and get real buy-in that moving this data to the cloud is actually the right action and how it's going to go. and that work can go in parallel while you do these other pieces that I was mentioning earlier. And build an adoption strategy. There's a lot of companies that spend a lot of time, and we help them move their data, and they get to the cloud, and then it's like, then what? What do I do now? I'm in the cloud. And so what we talk about is your adoption strategy is really looking at what are we trying to achieve by moving to the cloud? What type of collaboration are we trying to achieve in the cloud? What are we expecting an end user's experience to be when they're in the cloud? What do we expect how projects should be run in the cloud? And so you want to build that strategy, lay that down with your company before you actually go execute moving data. By doing that, when you move the data becomes an enablement of that adoption strategy. Most companies have first worked on moving the data, and then they try to plan their adoption strategy. It's kind of the cart before the horse scenario, or the one I like to explain it to when I was explaining to my daughter. It was like, you know, when the first time you went to Disneyland, you were so excited getting to Disneyland? And then when you got there, you didn't know what you wanted to do because all you want to do was get to Disneyland. So you want to plan that strategy of what you're going to do in the service on Office 365 when you get up there. it's also good to find out if Office 365 was purchased for a particular reason. I know it might sound kind of funny saying that, but inside the company, we've seen numerous customers where the scenario of why they were going to Office 365 varied within the company. So you really want to make sure you understand what was the intent of that purchase. You know, it could be that from the CEO's perspective, they just wanted to have everything on their mobile device, right? To the main PMO person, they wanted, or PMP lead, really wanted to use all the collaboration, SharePoint collaboration. That's their objectives. So you want to make sure you have those objectives built into your adoption strategy. Data, and again, once you have that put in place, the data migrations will support that strategy. That's where it all, the data migration will actually enable. And then have cross-business buy-in. This goes back to the different divisions on why they're doing it, but also how they can support each other within the company of the move to the cloud and the use of Office 365. Also have the right expectation and what the impacts are and what's the work. I think that's part of the challenge for a lot of our customers is they focus, the leadership person thinks it's a button, like I was mentioning earlier, and the IT guy knows it's a lot of labor. And so what does it mean to actually move to the cloud? What is the work that has to be done? And so, you know, we have within our Fast Track program, we have a lot of guidance that we give customers on what strategies or what challenges they will see along the way. But also it's to help you, the team members in the company, to help set expectations within the company of how this is going to go. We have some customers, you know, we're moving from third-party platforms. That's a massive transition for people. And what I mean by that is that the end users, so if I take somebody that's on IBM Domino, they're used to the Lotus Notes interface, now all of a sudden they have Outlook. That's a challenging change for an end user from if they're not used to that interaction. So they're going to have a couple days when they're on the new platform or a week to get used to the Outlook interface. We can also talk about that with a SharePoint move or a file shares to OneDrive. Everybody's used to their F colon whack whack. I think that's where most companies put their file shares on, and now it's in OneDrive, right? And so when that transition happens, how are the end users going to be impacted with it? I think we've seen that. Microsoft has also learned over the years, you know, when we've made changes in software, I think, how many of you guys remember when the ribbon came out in Outlook? That was very, very confusing for a lot of people. And so, yeah, some people still don't want it, right? But that ribbon was, that was an obtrusive change from Microsoft to the user experience. But that's the same thing as a data migration. It's an obtrusive change. It's changing how you're forcing on your end users how they're going to behave. So building that adoption strategy, getting the end user buy-in, getting the end user education in place and what their experience and have them understand that experience will help that migration enable the adoption strategy. And then you have a migration in parallel across action is to moving to Office 365. And this comes down again, do these other steps. You can have multiple other functions going on while you do the data migrations. I've seen so many customers focus on just the one piece. We're just going to do file shares for right now. What about the other parts of Office, right? You bought the full service, bought the suite, use the full suite. Use the benefits of it. And so if they focus on just one set, or I'm just going to, like, back to the common one is, I'm just going to do Exchange first. But they don't even say, I'm going to do Exchange, like the features of Exchange. No, I'm doing email first. And really, I had one of our customers kind of put me on the spot. It was really quite wonderful. But I was told to go meet with him. He's this CEO. And he said to me, he goes, I know you can move data. What else should I do? Because he was getting the gist of, I know we can move data, but if I focus in on that, I'm going to lose my end users. And so really look at this as a parallel action, and that data migrations is supporting the actual use of Office 365. It's not the driver of Office 365. It's the support of. And then the last aspect of moving data, I really would say, is kind of the culmination of these points I've been talking about. It's not just a technical piece. The technical part will come. There's a fix for every technical issue. Possibly. But most every scenario, there's a fix for it. What you don't have is the people interaction, the project management. When is the right time to move that data for those divisions? I don't know what the size of companies we all have out here, but you know, you could have even a 500-person company or a 100-person company. They have breakouts within the company, you know, and what divisions need to move together, who's working on the same projects, how to maybe, let's say, a SharePoint deployment, maybe net new in the cloud SharePoint deployment should align with the email migrations or with the Drive migrations. Because if they're all working on the same project, you don't want people, some people on-premise and other people in the cloud, and then they're having share challenges, or they don't know where to look for the doc because they're not yet in the cloud, so they haven't got the message yet. So really look at all those human aspects of it. And I would say the biggest challenge is the in the data migrations is not the technical, but rather the people part, the human element of it. And so these are just a couple of things I wanted to share with you all about why I think data migrations is not a bad thing, but it should not be seen as your main driving point to move to the cloud. And so You know, that was my quick session here, a little quick spiel. It's a theater session. But I do want to kind of share a couple things. There's a duplicate of the slide. If you go to fasttrack.com, an office, WAC office, and you can get to get started. But you can also, if you come and meet us in the booth, I'm heading down to there, to the expo area. You can actually win a Surface Pro 4, and you get a couple other things. There's three drawings per day. I think there's a headset and also a little conferencing bridge piece. but there's also a bunch of other sessions going on. There's actually two going on right now, besides this one, that you can come and speak. I'll hang out here for a little bit. That is my session. I hope it was somewhat helpful, caught your mind, but definitely please come to the booth if you have further questions. Data migrations is very unique for every customer. That's what I'll also say. Not one shoe fits all. But I really encourage you all, when you're looking at your projects, to move to Office 365. Think about the company aspect and the human element of it, and what else can be done to use Office 365. Thank you.